American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 290B. Here is the translated text as follows. 258X, American State Trials. Now, which is more probable? That Jim heard this expression, or that he imagined the story? Did Jim know Frank had relatives in Brooklyn? Did Jim know there was such a place as Brooklyn? Did he know they were rich? And Jim says, with the typical soul of Africa, "What's going to become of me?" Frank says, "I'll take care of you, for I'll write my mother a letter so that she can help you." He asks Jim if he can write, and Jim tells him a little bit. He wasn't on his guard. He should have detected Frank's purpose. Frank was smart, Jim was dull. Frank dictated, Jim wrote. Now, gentlemen, I suppose most of you are Southern men, men who know the characteristics of the Negro. Will you please tell me what idea this Negro would have had to write these notes accusing a Negro? And just the same as saying, this was done by a Negro who is a fool and who cannot write. It was foolish enough for the mighty brain of Frank to put the notes beside the body. The truth of the business is that this looks like the only time the brainy Frank ever lost his head. Then, next comes the money. Frank pulls out his roll of bills and says, Jim, here's that $200. Jim is so overwhelmed that he doesn't notice the amount, but puts the roll in his pocket. Frank reflects, he need not waste the $200. Jim is as deep in the mire as he is in the mud. He recovers the money. Let's see, Jim, if everything comes out all right, I'll return this money. He tells Jim that Jim has the goods to deliver. The body must be disposed of. That will be left to Jim. He depends on Jim's lust for the $200 to bring him back to the factory to burn the corpse of little Mary, the victim. Nobody else was expected by him that afternoon but Jim Conley and Newt Lee. It makes no difference to me about how long it took Frank to go to lunch, the minute he put in here and the minute he put in there, about which there has been such a squabble in the evidence. That is aside from the point. The fact remains that at or about 3 o'clock, he came back to the pencil factory to await the arrival of Jim Conley to burn that body.